It's a little on hold, at least until after taxes.
Oh, baby, oh, baby. Let's talk about those this podcast.
Yeah.
Now, apparently I'm a patriot because I want to pay my taxes. Who'd have thought?
I wouldn't mind paying taxes. It's just I'm waiting to the last minute because I'm not sure that there's going to be an IRS still. So
file those extensions, baby!
Yeah, I'm almost definitely doing that.
Earl's giggling. Anyway. You pay taxes. Cute.
No, I pay taxes as well, unfortunately.
It's true.
Want all my money. No, I was laughing because I had this conversation with Lali of like, part of me doesn't want to pay taxes, just hoping that there is no IRS. But I also run the risk of just getting arrested for not paying taxes to the IRS that doesn't exist, because that seems like a flowchart that they would have.
Yeah, no, that sounds right. Let's go!
Welcome, dear listener, to the QQ Cast. Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2025. We're your hosts on the pod, Zach Mayer and Raul Torres. Say hi, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hi, gentlemen.
Correct. And this, dear listener, is Quest 361. What didn't Google do? So, gentlemen, I actually have a plethora of shit to talk about. But, one, we have a hard stop, so we have to stay on schedule. And two, last podcast, I promised I'd come prepared with an actual topic. So instead of hearing my ramblings and my hot takes about how the Minecraft movie is actually good. No, it is actually.
Everybody who watches
you,
the everybody who watches the Minecraft movie in theaters is apparently a giant piece of shit.
What?
But
what?
You haven't seen all the posts about them like throwing popcorn and
one guy
brought a live chicken.
Yeah, well, kids are dumb. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. We're doing it.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Look, let the kids have fun, okay? We were dumb when we were kids. Now, I don't support chickens defecating in theaters. I don't have to call the cops. But we did stupid shit. We did stupid shit.
Way
it was fine.
Beyond just having... No, it's not.
No,
it's
no, that's like
not.
One theater got fucking crazy. No. Okay, look, the internet is like, the Minecraft movie is stupid and it's wrong with everyone and blah, blah, blah. I've gone to multiple places, as in, like, I went to an ice cream shop yesterday. We were getting ice cream. The dude notices Corey's shirt. He's like, oh, it's Silk Song, but he didn't know that. He's like, oh, that video game. I want to play that. We're like, oh, yeah, cool. He's like, I'm like, what have you been playing? He's like, oh, Minecraft. I'm like, oh, did you go see the movie? He's like, dude, it was the best thing I ever saw. I'm like, good. Good. I want people to be fucking happy. Happy. Be happy.
Excellent.
Rolls like I am not saying a goddamn word on mic.
No. I'm just waiting for you to spoil it for me because I was planning to go see it with my children.
See, there you go. You're going to have a good time, allegedly. Let kids have fun.
It's entirely possible.
We can talk more about this later, but my kids don't really play video games. So I think they are Minecraft aware due to all the memes and stuff, but I think they maybe played it once or twice at school.
Yeah. So they might not actually like it. The point is just like, I am so sick of seeing on the internet how terrible the Minecraft movie is. I don't give a fuck. I love the Mortal Kombat movie, assholes. It's great. Let them have their own things. It's okay. Don't bring chickens into theaters and have the chickens defecate as you throw popcorn. That's not cool.
I will say though, what was all this shenanigans about a release of the movie without like all the CGI complete?
Oh,
I saw quite a few people posting that like the movie was just like they got an early weird copy or something.
Well, here, Zach has given us a sound bite for this not visual medium.
People who are watching the Minecraft movie are completely destroying the movie theater. Fights keep breaking out in the middle of the movie, and kids are throwing their popcorn buckets and food everywhere, which has caused the employees to come forward on TikTok saying they're fed up with all of the disrespect. Some moviegoers are even getting kicked out in the middle of the film and are being forced to clean up their own messes.
Look, good. Fuck those kids. I'm just saying, people can like shit that you don't like.
Of course. No, nothing against the movie. It's everybody else that sucks.
Yeah, fair.
Why are they fighting in the movie theater? Are they like reenacting a fight?
They're,
or is
they're
it
not
just like
fighting,
aggressive?
Apparently. They're just like
celebrating and cheering in the dumbest way possible.
Celebrating it. Something about a chicken jockey? I don't know.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I'm not one of the kids. I don't know. But
like,
there was
a short I saw where a guy went and bought a chicken, a live chicken, smuggled it into the theater when this part of the movie comes up, pulls out the chicken and is like, and everybody's throwing popcorn everywhere. It was a great great clip.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at it like, yeah, okay, there's fun and then there's fun. But
kids doing stupid shit to go viral on the internet sucks, because this kid, he succeeded. He brought a live chicken and it worked. He went viral. We're talking about it. So what I'm saying about that kid is,
fuck this shit.
That's all I got.
I mean, these are the kids that probably should have eaten more Tide Pods, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that was like a generation or two before them. So.
No, that was Gen Z.
Oh, wait. You
well,
serious?
Actually, okay, you're harder. Right.
We're old. Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Gen Z is having children now. Oh, fuck.
That's not
are
a
you
problem.
Saying? All right. Matthew McConaughey voice. All right. Let's get to the topic. Gentlemen, we have got a computer science topic, so I get to use the computer science bumper. I'm happy.
Computer science.
Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
All right, gentlemen, I was listening to a podcast. They were talking about Google and how Google is actually not the creative company we all like to take it for. Google has made a handful of products, yes, but Google, that face roll, that face right there. But Google actually buys the majority of their products and arguably runs them into the ground. So today I wanted to actually really dig into that, and I wanted to figure out how true that is or isn't. And I wanted to talk about their products. And to do that, we're going to make it a game, because we always make it a game. It's more fun that way. So, gentlemen, I have Google's like top 30 products or some shit ranked by year. So there's going to be two columns. There's going to be the status of whether or not that product is still active or not. And then there's going to be its origin. Did they create it or acquire it? Ruli, do you have a question, or were you raising your hand to stretch?
No, you said number one and number two. this is a question.
Oh, okay. Got it. That was not a question. That was just Zach.
This
being
is a missionary.
Oh,
not good enough, damn it. Not good enough.
Okay.
Do you have a moment for our Lord and Savior?
Johnny Picard? Okay. Gentlemen, in 1998, this Google product premiered at the dawn of the company. What was the product? Is it active? Was it an original product? Don't make me do.
Do I get a buzz in? Buzz.
Wait, search? are we guessing the product search? Too?
I thought no, you were tell I, us but this one, I mean, was. I just, yeah, this one I had to do it. Shut up.
It's Google search, right?
Hold, Ruli put his not hand up first.
Okay, fine. Fine.
And I did say search.
Correct. Is it active, and was it an original product?
Active is debatable given how it handles today. They do have it the namesake.
Oh, shit.
I'll say that. That was her bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like the.
Yeah. So Google search is original. It was the inception of the company, and they worked off that for a while. So next product.
Fucking PageRank is the one good thing that they've brought to the world.
And they're actively trying to take it away. Lots of shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
All right. Next, what product? 2002. Google News is brought to the world. It is a news aggregator. Is it active, and is it original?
Buzz?
Yes.
It's definitely not active. They killed that a while ago, and I'm not sure that that's a original product, because I thought it was just an RSS reader.
It is still active today, and it is original.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is it really?
Every time Tom says, do you want to talk about the news, I go to googlenews.com and go to the technology section and be like, hey, I saw this story.
Oh, no. Okay. 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 Fine.
All right. All right. Product.
Maybe I'm thinking of the RSS reader in Chrome.
Yeah.
Was that the deal?
I think you're thinking of the RSS
reader. I don't know.
But as far as originality, I mean, that has to be original, right? It's just a crawler. I mean, that's what they do.
Well, it's...
It is original, yeah.
What they used to do. Yeah. Okay. Neat.
Okay. Product number three in 2003 is Blogger. Is it active, and is it original?
Buzz.
Yes?
I think it's active, but I don't think it's original.
Correct! It is still active. It was acquired from Pyra Labs. I would never have gotten that one, but I did know that it was acquired. So yeah, there you go. Google's third product is unoriginal. So, and thus the trend begins. Okay.
Is it active?
Yeah, still active today. They did do this thing where they killed like all the file hosting. So it actually kicked out all, like my blog is still on it, but it kicked out all the images. It exported them to Google Drive and dropped the storage. So all of my pictures are gone out of my blog. I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks, Google. That's fucking great. So, yeah. But it is still up.
Somebody broke all your links. I'm so happy to see you.
Google killed one of my favorite services that I won't say because I'm sure it's a question. And I was wondering if it would have, they would have dropped Blogger with that as well, given where the stuff ended up at.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
But if you don't mention it, I will talk about it.
Yeah, please do.
It's another sad story.
Moving on. 2004.
We'll put that in the parking lot.
Yeah. Parking lot, baby. 2004. This is going to be a very busy year for Google. We're going to talk about a lot of products in 2004, starting with Google Maps. Gentlemen, is Google Maps active? And was it original?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wrong! It is indeed active, but no, Google Maps was acquired. And this is where it starts getting into the, holy shit, they're not very original territory, isn't it? This is based on Where to Tech, where two is a number. I didn't know that, actually. I would have thought Google Maps was original. It is absolutely not. It's based on Where to Tech. So today we learned.
Well, in Google's defense, Where to Tech is an abominable name. They needed to be shepherded into the rest of the internet. So,
all right, moving on.
Piper or something.
MapQuest?
MapQuest is a great name.
MapQuest
Everybody
was not
should be
a terrible
on MapQuest.
Name. Speaking of MapQuest, gentlemen, in 2004, we also saw Google Earth. Is it active? And is it or was it original?
Buzz.
Yes,
it's definitely active, but it's there's no possible way that it's original.
Correct. It is still active, obviously, but it was acquired from Keyhole Inc.
I'm sorry, what?
From Keyhole, Keyhole. Inc.
that's what I heard. I'm like,
pop filter too good.
Yeah, where's your map data? You're in Keyhole.
That going down to joke. Pissing Georgia.
Yeah. You told me that was option one, Ruli. Number one. Get I'll it? Pee joke. All right. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I swear.
No.
Yes. I mean, no.
Moving on. Can, 2000.
Can I go on a quick rant? Can I go on a quick rant?
Do you want to go on a quick? Okay, here we go.
Yes. Yes.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
From a nostalgia question, in your household, glowing globe.
What?
Do you have a globe in your house growing up?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Everyone fucking did. Rand McNally, baby.
Mine had the Soviet Union on it, but.
And so did mine. That's how old it was. But no, it just because when you're talking about Google Maps, I'm sorry, Google Earth. That is one thing that I kind of miss as a rite of passage for my child. I remember just like staring at the map of the or staring at the earth and being like, I wonder where this place is. And saying that out loud makes me understand my life even more now, unlocking key memories there. It is kind of a bummer. And I've tried to show him Google Earth and it's just not the same appeal.
Google Earth globes. They're still made.
That's true.
They might be from China, so they might cost more.
Oh, baby.
But.
Yeah, Google Maps VR is actually really fucking cool. So for anyone who has a VR headset, that is really, really fun. Hey, did you ever point, Zach, did your parents point to the Soviet Union and say the following?
We're leaving.
That was a call.
No?
No.
Yeah, I mean, no. No, but yeah.
Moving on! 2004 brings us Google Books. Gentlemen, is Google Books active? And was it original?
Buzz? It's still active. No, it's not original.
Incorrect! It was an original product, Google Books. It was a book search and archive.
I'm just going to be everything's not original now. That throws off my strategy.
I know, right? So yeah, Google Books, I don't know, never actually used it, to be honest with you. I actually would expect this to say something about Audible, and Audible's not actually on this list, so...
Audible is an Amazon product.
Oh, God, I'm so stupid. Yeah. Hold on, I'll see myself out. Anyway, moving on! Continuing, in 2004, gentlemen, it's the big one. It's a hint. Free email service. Gentlemen, Gmail, is it active? And was it original?
Buzz.
Buzz.
I think yes and yes.
Correct! Gmail was an all-original product premiering with 1 gigabyte of storage. Holy shit. I mean, think about that in 2004. That was a big fucking deal. Do you guys remember back when it was...
a huge deal.
Do you guys remember when it was invite-only? Did you guys get in when it was still invite-only?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same. Really?
I don't remember.
Oh. Well, Zach and I got in the exclusive club because we're...
absolutely badasses! Let's pack them in! Get in there!
I mean, I either had a AOL or a NetZero email at the time. I'm like, why do I need another email?
Oh.
Yeah, no. I was moving from Hotmail. It was hot.
I'm sorry, hold on.
It was the hotness. It's actually what I used to get my first Facebook account.
That's not hot.
No.
Moving on, gentlemen. Next one in 2004, big fucking year, is Google Scholar, an academic research tool. Is it active and was it original?
Buzz. Yes and yes.
Google Scholar. Fair. Never once used this. I didn't even know this existed. Has anyone used this?
Yeah, it kind of showed up after it was useful to me.
I search for random things all the time. I'm aware of it.
Maybe I've read white papers on Google Scholar and not realized it, but like those get published on like BBS systems in what's the listservs. I don't know if those are covered by Google Scholar.
I don't know. Moving on. All right, gentlemen, we're finally exiting 2004. We are entering 2005. And gentlemen, we are looking at, where's my damn button? We are looking at Google Analytics, backbone of the current Google empire. Is it still active? Hint, I just answered that. And was it original?
Buzz.
Yes?
Yes and yes. No, it wasn't theirs.
Google Analytics is active, but it was acquired based off, you want more
no.
More urine jokes. Urchin software? U-R-C-H-I-N. Urchin software? Oh, wow. Urchin.
I'll see myself out. Didn't they have like the little urchin logo? Never mind. Just ignore me.
It makes so much sense because they're bottom feeders.
I need an O bit. I don't have an O bit for this. You get this.
I'm a fireball.
I almost got a spit take out of Ruli. I came so close.
Hydrating.
Yeah, I would have thought that analytics was original, especially since it is what makes them the vast, vast, vast majority of their money.
It turned them from a search company, which, whatever, into an advertising company, which made all of their money.
I mean, really the same way that McDonald's went from a restaurant to a fucking real estate company. So, yeah.
Well, that's, yeah.
Moving on! And actually, the year of this is interesting. I think there's probably a catch here. In the year of our tech giant 2005, gentlemen, Android. Is Android still active? And was it original?
I feel like that's a trick question. I'm gonna go yes and no. No, because it's still based on Linux.
That's you're technically correct, but for the wrong reason.
I'll take it.
So apparently there was just Android
Task failed
Inc.
successfully.
Yeah, just Android Inc. was making Android, but the actual original Android G1 phone didn't launch until, was it 2008 or 2009? Mm. So, yeah, I feel like this 2005 is probably related to Android Inc. itself. I didn't dig into do enough research. But again, think about what we just said with the last two lines in terms of is Google an original company? Google Analytics and Android are not original fucking products. If you were to stack rank Google, it is search, it is analytics, and it is Android. Two out of those three are not original.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense because it's one of those companies that was really kind of famous for their acquisitions. Like in every startup show or post, you're like, yeah, no, our whole business model is centered around hype so that we can get bought by Google. I believe that they acquired a shit ton of stuff. I believe that the things that were successful are like the top 0.001% of their acquisitions. The stuff that they could actually build teams around to, you know, support when they acquired a company and everybody that was just part of that acquisition from outside Google took the money and ran.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of those were more about, we can kill the competition. We can execute.
Yeah, embrace, extend, extinguish was a Microsoft concept, but Google did it better, I think.
Yeah. I was thinking about embrace, extend, extinguish relating to Canonical and rewriting the standard Linux libraries. But let's not do that. We are on a timeline, gentlemen. Next up, in the year of our tech giant 2006, Google Calendar, is it active? Was it original?
Buzz? Yes and yes.
Correct! I'm going to burn through a couple of these. 2006, Google Translate. Is it active? Was it original?
Buzz.
Zach wins.
You got it.
It is active. It is not original.
Babblefish?
It is original?
According to this, it's original. Did Google Translate come from Babblefish? Let's see here.
I thought they acquired Babblefish.
Maybe, I think they probably killed him. Oh God, I just said we're Googling the Google. Discontinued. Yeah, Babblefish discontinued. So they bought it from Yahoo in order to kill it. So, what was that sound bite I just used? I don't know. I don't hear it. Moving on! Google Finance. Also 2006. Is it active and was it original?
Buzz, yes and yes.
Correct! Moving on, Google Docs 2006. Was it active? Or is it active? And was it original?
Buzz, yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Oh my God. No! Google Docs is active, but it was acquired from Writely with a W. Not correctly, Writely.
I vaguely remember that now. You say that name.
Yep. This is a market that it's really weird. No one else has. Microsoft finally, again, thank you, Nadella, went after this with Office 365. It took them a long time. But in terms of like other email and storage suites, I think the only one that's competitor to this is currently Proton. Although I think Mozilla just announced, well, the Thunderbird team specifically just announced they're going to try to do some stuff like this, which is a subsidiary of Mozilla. It's really weird. Let's move on. Okay. Next up, gentlemen, I have not heard of this one before. In 2006, we were introduced to YouTube? I don't know what that is. Is it active and was it original?
Yeah, Buzz.
Yes?
It is active. It is not original. But I don't think they rebranded it.
No, I think it's kept at YouTube, yeah.
They bought YouTube and left it as YouTube.
Bonus, can you tell us how much they acquired it for?
Oh, hell no. I don't know.
$15 million.
$1.4 billion.
Holy shit, $1.65. That is real close. Yeah. What a great investment. Next up, gentlemen, everyone's favorite. We're still all using it up to this day. I'm sure none of us are using Brave or using Edge or anything crazy like that. Oh, man. Gentlemen, Google Chrome in 2008. Is it active? And was it original?
Buzz, yes and yes.
Correct! It combined parts of, actually, they hired people from Mozilla, and Firefox uses components from Firefox, which is open source. It uses components from Apple's WebKit, and it forked it to create the Blink rendering engine. But it is an original product, despite being built atop open source software. And to be fair, it is still open source, which is pretty good, even though they ruled that shit with an iron fucking fist. So, correct. Moving on. Oh, my God. Gentlemen, does anyone remember in 2011? That's a pretty dark period, going from 2008, 2011 with no major product. 2011, Zach is clapping over there. Gentlemen, Google Plus, I think is how it is pronounced.
Yeah.
Is it active? And was it original?
Buzz.
Yes, Zach.
No, it is not active, but yes, it was original.
The first thing they killed was, well, they tried to make was Google fucking Plus. What a piece of goddamn shit. I want to give them credit. They tried to make every fucking product integrate with it. I will at least give them credit. I feel like they learned from that. Never do that ever again. Assume it's going to fail. Don't try to make it succeed. I feel like that was their fucking lesson.
They would have been much better off just adding social features to like Google Drive or was Drive a thing at that point? No. Google
Drive was not. Guess what we're going to get to in 2012? In the year of our tech giant 2012, gentlemen, the Google Play Store, is it active and was it original?
Buzz?
Yes.
Yes and yes.
Correct! Yep, it is active and it is original. So they did make their own app distribution for the OS they bought. Hooray!
What was the year diff between the phone coming out and the store?
2012, 4 years. Well, according to this, Android was 2005. And again, I question that whether or not Android as an operating system was actually on, Google was making hardware yet. But the phone premiered in like 2008 or 2009. So we're talking 4 or 5 years.
Wait, aren't we still in 2011?
No, we're in 2012. So if the phone was 2008, this is 2012, that's a 4 year gap.
Right. And if it was 2009, that's a 3 year gap.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Backwards.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Three or four, not four or five.
Math for a second. Yep. Nope. Turns out you can't do math.
No, I can't do math. It's true.
To be fair, the robots should be doing the math for us by now. Like, we shouldn't be expected to.
Yeah. Guys, whenever I can't do math, just tell me to play this.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Oh, 20-year-old jokes. Moving on, gentlemen. 2012, the world is introduced to the backing storage, or what will become the backing storage for your Gmail account. That is right. It is Google Drive. Is it active? Was it original?
Buzz. Yes and yes.
Correct! So go Google, like somebody, they stored shit in the cloud.
Yeah, somebody got a NAS storage box for their house and was like, sure, it'd be nice if we had this for the internet.
Yeah.
I thought that was to try to compete with Dropbox, because I thought Dropbox was before Drive.
Find out.
Ooh, was it?
Dropbox is founded in 2007. So yeah, it could have been specifically to compete with Dropbox. And like I said, Google Drive ended up just becoming the backing storage for everything that all of Google products. So it was kind of smart for them to be like, yeah, you can't have all your shit, all your free storage in Gmail and all your free storage in Google Plus and whatever. It was like, yeah, one storage. So, oh, everybody's stocks are down. Sorry, Dropbox. Hey, do you know what the original name for Dropbox was?
I thought it was Dropbox because I remember the Reddit post, but did they have a different name before that?
Yes. Let me see if I can...
Toilet bowl?
Let's see. I was trying to... I don't know how to get to jump to the Even Flow. It was Even Flow. That's a weird... It's a weird name. I think Dropbox is better.
I was hoping that it was not a urine pun, but I guess it was.
I'm a fireball.
Wait, where are you seeing Even Flow? Because like I'm looking at the timeline on Wikipedia, and it started as box.com.
Dropbox Inc.
2000.
Dropbox Inc. Even Flow, formerly Even Flow, 2007 through 2009.
See, Box is another one though. I thought Box was a Dropbox.
Box is different. So yeah.
Box.com was something that spun out of a competition, but it was the same guy, and he's founded Dropbox in 2007. Well, a couple of MIT students founded Dropbox. Startup company from, they got accelerated in Y Combinator. Oh, and then, so they launched in June. In August, Microsoft launched SkyDrive, later OneDrive.
Interesting.
But I don't see anything about, what did you say, EvenFlow?
Dropbox.
What the hell is EvenFlow?
Dropbox Inc., formerly EvenFlow Inc. from 2007 to 2009. I don't know, man. Take it up with Wikipedia.
Are you on Wikipedia?
Yes.
Are you on Dropbox?
Dropbox, yes. Upper right corner. Dropbox Inc. Dropbox logo, formerly EvenFlow, comma, Inc., period. Open parentheses, 2007-2009, close parentheses, company type, public, traded as NASDAQ, BDX, Class A, S&P 400 component.
Oh, I see. It wasn't the product that was called EvenFlow. It was the company. My bad.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Oh, I got it. Moving on, gentlemen. In 2013, a new product appears. It is called Waze. Is it active, and was it original?
Buzz.
Buzz?
Yes and no.
Correct! It is still active, and it was acquired, obviously.
It got the YouTube treatment. It was Waze before it was acquired, too.
Yeah, I don't actually understand, to be honest with you, why they keep it around, because for a long time, the data sets were different, but as I understand now, they have combined the data sets, so I don't really know the advantages, but they keep it around.
Yeah, branding.
Yeah, moving on, 2013, Google Now premieres. Gentlemen, is it active and was it original? This is the precursor to Assistant, Google Now.
Buzz, no Buzz. And no, because I'm even trying to remember what it is. I the whole thing escapes me.
No, it is no longer active. It premiered in 2013, ended in 2016, but it was original, which means we are 2 for 2 on Google tried to build something and said, fuck that shit.
I'm trying to remember like that one. It's
moving on, 2013, Google Keep. It is a note-taking application. Gentlemen, is it active and was it original?
Buzz, yes and yes.
Correct! I stopped using that and switched over to Trello to keep my grocery list. That is true. I'm not kidding. That is what I did. Okay, then. Moving on. Google Reader. Introduced in the year 2013. Gentlemen, RSS feed reader. Is it original? And I'm sorry. Is it active and was it original?
Buzz?
Buzz?
No, and yes.
Correct. Did that appear before 2013? I think this is wrong.
I have no idea, but you did use the past tense.
shut up.
I mean, we've all complained about its demise. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was created in early 2005. So this is just wrong. This is a 2005 product. But yeah, they ended it. The internet is still mad about it. I'm still mad about it. Moving on, gentlemen, in the year 2014, the Nest thermostat was introduced. Gentlemen, is it active and was it original?
You skipped the one that I thought you were going to say.
Nest thermostat.
Buzz, I'm going to go yes and no.
Oh my God. Correct! It was acquired from Smart... No, it doesn't actually say. This is just Smart Home Hardware. It doesn't say who it's acquired from. Let's assume it's the company Nest.
So Nest is their smart home stuff. I thought you were going to talk about the camera.
Nope, not here.
Oh, because Dropcam was amazing. And then they were acquired by Google and they got integrated in the Nest. And now it's kind of just meh.
Right up there with Pebble, baby. Moving on, gentlemen. Google Fit 2014. Google Fit, a fitness tracking application. Is it active and was it original? Tense is right, asshole. Yes.
Yes, it's active. No, it's not original.
Wrong! It is active and it is original, according to this. It could be
what?
Wrong. Correct me.
What? Yeah.
Bullshit.
Google Fit. Let's find out.
Well, Okay, I bet you it was original when they started, but then they acquired Pebble once they realized their product was garbage.
Yeah, it's probably true.
That's probably okay, the order of operations.
It started original and didn't stay that way.
Yeah. No, it was announced at the Google I.O. conference in 2014. It's original. Yep. Based on activity recommendations from the American Heart Association and the World Health Organization. that's got to be so full of shit, huh? Who believe anything that the World Health Organization has to say?
Yikes.
We're leaving.
Moving on, gentlemen, Google Photos introduced in 2015. Is it active? Was it original? Google Photos, photo storage and AI search.
Oh, Buzz.
Buzz?
Yeah, it is, I think, technically active, but it's not original.
That one's tricky. Hear me out on this one.
Go ahead.
Google Photos replaced Picasa, and Picasa was a Google product.
Picasa was acquired, but apparently Google Photos
was acquired too.
Yes, but apparently Google Photos isn't actually like the same product. It was two parallel products, and they killed it. They killed Picasa. I thought that too. I thought it was like, well, this is just Picasa rebranded. Apparently, the answer is no.
Yeah, I thought that it was Picasa. My bad. Well, fuck.
All right.
I liked Picasa.
All right, we got a few more. I'm gonna burn through these. Google Home in 2016, gentlemen. Those are smart speakers. Is it active? Was it original?
Buzz, no and no?
No and no?
Google Home?
Double wrong! It is active and it was original. They're little smart speakers.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I would have guessed that it wasn't original, but it's definitely active.
Yep.
Wait, there's...
You have it on your phone. You can't get rid of it.
Actually, yeah, it is the name of the app that I have to use to do the fucking Chromecast, which is no longer a thing. Chromecast.
Yeah, that's
here.
What I was thinking. Like, because Chromecast is not a thing. But,
yeah. Google too. I hate Google. Moving on. Google Pixel in 2016. Is it active? Was it original?
Buzz.
Buzz.
Yes, and yes. This is hardware, so it's weird.
It is weird, but yeah, according to this, yes. Because like the Nexus is discontinued, which I actually don't think was original. But Google Pixel was, we took this shit in-house, so that is technically original, the replacement for Nexus. So, moving on, 2016, Google Assistant. It's an AI voice assistant. Is it active? Was it original?
Buzz. You could have this one. I was just thinking because it was too quiet.
It is active. I think it's original.
Correct. Google did do some cool shit with AI. I mean, actually, like a lot of the major large language model breakthroughs were Google open sourcing that shit. So they learned from their mistake. Never do that again.
The only reason is because Google Translate is apparently original to them. And that was an AI language translator thing way back in, or a neural translator, whatever it is that they called it. So, okay, cool. Yeah. Makes sense.
I thought Google Assistant was in like that same like Hangout Gmail chats limbo thing where it's just like it's not an actual thing, but it's just part of the Google app on your phone now.
Well, let's spoilers. We may or may not talk about Google Hangouts. Two more, gentlemen. Google Stadia, introduced in 2019. Is it active? Was it original?
Buzz.
Buzz.
No, it's not active. No, it wasn't original.
What? According to this, it was original. According to this, it was.
Bullshit.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I believe you. It's fine.
I mean, it was a lot of money they put into that shit, so.
I was going to say, it was spending acquisition money, so I don't know.
Yeah. It was known in development as Project Stream. But no, apparently it was original. So
I hate engineers naming shit.
I'm looking through the stuff here. No, it looks original. All right, last one, gentlemen. Ruli, you may or may not have mentioned this earlier. In 2021, that year has to be wrong. Google Hangouts was introduced. Is it active? Was it original?
Like, how long ago was 2021? Oh, wait, that is 4 years ago. Buzz, yes and no.
Buzz, yes and no.
Wait, don't try. It's not active. It's not active, and it was original. That's what I meant.
No and yes.
Yes. There you go. That's what I meant. That's, yeah, because it's dead. It's dead.
Yeah. But Google Chat is still alive and is still built into Google Chat itself is still alive. It was before Hangouts. It was before Plus. It survived them both. It's still built into Gmail, and there's still an app for it. It is the only person on this planet who uses that. And I'm not making this up. I'm not joking. This is not a bit. The only person who uses that shit is my brother. My brother still messages me only on Google Chat.
Fuck.
This is finally a good reason to use this.
We have no law to fit your crime.
What was the other one that was like the stepchild that came out in the pandemic? I could have swore there was another chat app.
Duo.
There was.
Duo,
what was it called?
Yes, Duo.
Duo.
Yes.
Duo's not on here. Oh, man. Well, that
Duo,
is it, gentlemen.
I think was an acquisition.
Duo was an acquisition?
I think so.
Dear God. Well, cool, gentlemen. That's all the apps I had in the list. So what have we learned?
I don't know. It felt like about 50-50.
About original versus acquired?
Yeah.
It is about 50-50, yeah. But what do we learn about Google's more profitable ventures?
Well, wait. Analytics wasn't built in-house, right?
Nope.
Oh, well then, yeah, no, Google's an acquisition. The whole thing.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
Basically,
all of their money comes from that.
Yeah, they made a good search engine. Then after that, let's see here. Analytics not built in-house. Android not built in-house. YouTube not built in-house. Chrome is, although it's based on open source projects, Chrome is. Google Maps not built in-house. All of the shit they killed was built in-house. Yeah, most all their smaller stuff that has never taken a fraction off as much is built in-house. Well, cool. There you go. Zach, I think you need to depart us a little early before Ruli and I get to news and trailers. You're going to miss out. There's a lot of shitty, shitty trailers we need to watch.
Yeah, well, you know what? Good. I'll see. I'll look at them when you post the episode.
Okay, then. Let's see here.
It'll give me a reason to give you a listen. Show up in your statistics as a massive spike in traffic.
Just download it from all the places.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll have our special guest fill in for you. So Zach, here she wanted to say goodbye before you took off.
Ah, Zach, mon cher, always rushing off like a starship at warp speed. Before you go, take my warm goodbye and remember, try not to drive faster than your temper. We will miss your fire tonight.
Oh, that means you're a.
I'm a fireball.
All right, man.
Perfect.
Cool. Peace out.
Couldn't have been more perfect.
Ruli, let's get to the news. Oh, I guess Zach, just kill your recording and I'll get it later, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Don't kill the room, motherfucker.
No, you're the host now.
Okay.
Bye.
Look at me.
Do you need to do a host recording?
I'm the host now.
Do you need to do a host recording?
Fuck that.
News, everyone! Great news, everyone! Bad news, everyone!
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that.
You all?
Really, there's so much news that I don't want to fucking talk about. I don't want to do it. There's so much news. It's all terrible. Let's just get some of the Nintendo news out of the way, shall we? There are already people waiting in line at the Nintendo Store of New York for the Switch 2 release. There's at least two of them. Get a job, sir, is all I'm going to say. The Nintendo Switch 2 pre-orders were delayed not only in the United States, but also now in Canada. I believe they may have also been delayed in China. Not sure about that one. Meanwhile, Nintendo has been supposedly, since the tariff's been paused for 90 more days, don't even ask me about that shit. apparently, Nintendo is importing like hundreds of thousands of Switch 2s. Like they're trying to get like 750,000, three quarter of a million Switches stocked here in the States before the deadline. Dude, fucking world, man. I don't even want to know. Okay, I got a whole bunch of other random news things that aren't this. Any comments on the Switch deuce?
There was a post, I wouldn't consider it an article, but someone explaining the value of the yen and all this other magical stuff, how it's just like technically Nintendo is still losing money, even though we feel like we're paying a lot more for it. So,
yeah. Oh, God damn it. We're doing the hot take.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
There's so many rambles tonight. People are so pissed about the price of the Switch 2, and I don't understand the hatred. Like, I know I'm a fucking Nintendo fanboy and shit, but I don't get it. Like, with regard to the hardware specifically, yes, I like the Switch being $300. It was also fairly anemic hardware even when it launched. This is pretty powerful hardware. This compares to the Steam Deck. This compares to the Lenovo Legion Go, Crimson Side Claw. It compares to the Ally, the Asus ROG Ally X, and that thing is like $700. So I don't quite understand the hate for the console price, and we can talk about the fucking video games thing in a second, but like, yeah, even if Nintendo's only making a few dollars on this thing, what, you want them to be, you want to be 420? Like, because 420 is funny or something? Like, I don't know. What's your take?
Oh, no, I mean, I understand. I have more appreciation for the price once I read and understood a little bit of how the yen has some depreciation against the dollar. But as far as like the people side of things, I've seen other takes of, we won't dive into this too much, but basically, if you're in a position where you can't afford it, you should probably be more upset about the system you live in and not the amount of people are charging you for your goods and services. So I'll leave it at that.
Nintendo of America head, who was born for the job, Doug Bowser, did an interview that came off a lot like the Xbox 360 Don Matrick interview, where he basically said, oh, if you can't afford a Switch 2, we have a device for you. It's called the Switch 1. And I think that was taken really poorly. I think his phrasing could have been better, but I think it was taken really poorly because, like, the Switch still kicks ass and there's a huge lineup and there's going to be a lot of Switches out there. So, like, I think I understand what he's trying to say, even though I think he said it really fucking poorly. So, yeah. Anyway, we don't have to get into the fucking, again, the price of the games. Dude, I've worked on video games that take hundreds and hundreds of people like a decade to build. The original Mario Kart was built in like less than 12 months with like a dozen people. That was like $40 or $50. The new Mario Kart is going to be double that. Oh, good. It only had 200 times the resources to build, but, you know, I guess doubling the price is too much to ask.
But I guess like with Nintendo, though, it's always been comparing them to someone like EA or, you know, even like Fortnite, right? It's just like the game's free. They can nickel and dime you for the shoes you wear and, you know, every mustache that Mario has, but like they don't, right? So it's just like, I think that's another factor that's just like, that's fine. $80 for having a full game that has been tested and I know is actually going to work, like, I can run with. That's fine for me.
And I mean, I work on a freemium game now and I have in the past as well. Like, it's, I think it's awesome that there are free games out there that people can engage with. I don't like predatory monetization, but at the end of the day, live service and microtransaction games are generally add up to be more expensive than a single box product, depending on the number of hours you're putting into them. Like, so people being really upset about this, I don't fully understand. I like that I can just buy this one box and play it for 200 hours and pay 50 cents per hour of entertainment, like, or 25 cents per hour of entertainment. That sounds good to me.
I mean, it's, again, I don't want to open up this can of worms too much, but I do feel like it is a mix of entitlement, but also the system we live in to not share the abundance that we have in the world.
Yeah, this conversation definitely.
It's a trap!
Absolutely. I don't want to discount that things are expensive, and I don't want to say that people shouldn't care about the price of things. Just, you know, you can't get a fucking meal, like a combo meal from McDonald's for less than $15. And that's like one meal. That's the difference in this game that is made by hundreds of people over tens of years. Like, remember, Mario Kart 8 came out on the fucking Wii U and had the deluxe version on the Switch. It's been like 10 fucking years since a Mario Kart. And I'm telling you, man, it has just on-site first party is probably well over 100, if not 200 people. Could be three, actually. When you include off-site and contracting, it's fucking massive. Anyway, sorry.
One more random thought. It is kind of tricky when you also factor in that they want to make it where you can finance getting your burrito a private taxi to your house. So, I mean, I wouldn't want Nintendo to partner up with Klarna or something. And, you know, you could have your Switch 2 for two easy or, you know, five easy payments of $40 or something. I think there are other models to make it affordable so you could have it now. But also those models are a little shady. So don't rent to own your Switch 2.
Yeah.
Just save up for it. It's a bummer, but save up for it.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of this conversation before we dig ourselves any deeper. All right, moving on. Here's a cool, stupid, useless piece of news. Microsoft celebrates its 50-year anniversary by Bill Gates showing up and open sourcing their first program. It's a basic interpreter. It's written in assembly. They shared it via scanning it into a PDF. It's 4 kilobytes. So stupid, useless. I don't know. Cute, cool. Cute. I'm happy with it.
I heard about it. I didn't check it out, but I something something AI something something shenanigans something something.
The AI learned to travel backwards in time and wrote Bill Gates's AI. It's my theory. Speaking of Microsoft, they are doing A/B testing on some new icons, Ruli. They want their icons to be more AI centric. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't care. But literally, apparently, there's some surveys asking, like, do these icons make you think that AI is being used by the product? Yes or no? And it's like, really? That's what you're fucking asking? All right, good for you.
I was saying something about I don't know if it was a joke or not, but like, apparently now every Windows computer has an inet pub thing folder on their desktop now, or not desktop, but on their computer.
Really?
And there's some suspicions that it's just more and more ads are going to be leaking into the Windows stuff. Like, this is another tangent of rat.
Do I hit the button? Do you want me to hit the button?
Hit the button. Hit the button.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
I'm going to get into snob territory. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Oh my God.
But my wife has to use a lot of Windows stuff, and we've been a Mac household for, you know, mostly recently. And she's like, yeah, no, it's just easier because I have a laptop and I know all the shortcuts. And I was just like, okay, we'll get you a laptop. So we bought one for her and she needed help with it. And usually, like, you can probably relate as someone who uses a computer. You can just intuit things, right? It's just like, okay, I'm like, hey,
I've been go to the file, to
explore the menus and all this, like more of the UI, UX side of things, right? It's just just go to the menu and figure it out. Like all the stuff that I've gone to like use a Windows computer, just out the window. Just like all the utilities and all the tools, they're either garbage or like I couldn't get to like the printer configurations and stuff. And I'm like, this computer is useless. I don't understand computers anymore. But also, it's really horrible, bad advertisements everywhere and all the things. Like I hit the Windows button and I search for something and I can't find it. Like, give me the printer settings. That's all I want. Dumbest computer ever. Ooh. Do you use a Windows computer anymore at all? Are you in that ecosystem at all for anything?
I'm going to answer that question, Roel. But first, I want our co-host to answer before I influence her judgment.
Ah, Ruli Mandu, I understand your pain. Windows can be such a tragedy. Personally, I prefer Linux. Tom, you must be proud. So elegant, so free, like my spirit in my younger days.
You can't read it when it says winks at Ruli.
thank you.
Oh, it's so great. It's so adorable. So I still have my Windows laptop, but I haven't fired it up in months. I have completely switched over. Like for work, I have a Mac and I don't love it. I have multiple laptops. I put Linux on. I've been playing with those. I'm again completely personal life transitioned over to it entirely. But I still have the Windows laptop that I haven't had to fire up. There's a bit of software that, like, most software you can find either ports of or alternatives of or web versions of. Otherwise, there are usually alternatives. But there's a few that can't, especially when it comes to, like, something that manipulates hardware. So, like, if I wanted to program my macro keyboard below me, I need a Mac or Windows in order to do it, which I don't love, obviously. I couldn't get it to work in Wine, but I could probably do it with VirtualBox. But the bottom line is, like, no, I really don't have to use Windows at all. I'm a fucking happy man. Like, it's pretty great, dude. Like, do you remember how, like, when we had computers when we were younger, like, you installed them and you turned them on and they just worked, and it wasn't yelling at you with ads, and it wasn't giving you automated updates, and it didn't have things that blinked in and out of existence.
It just worked is a little bit of an understatement. I do remember the golden ages of trying to find drivers and video codecs and everything like that. It wasn't the bestest, but it was manageable. You could figure it out.
I agree with that. And that's, I'd say if you were able to do that in like the 90s, early 2000s, believe me, Linux today is fucking trivial in comparison. Like, you want another hot take? You want another thing that I'm going to get fucking canceled for? Ready? I'm going to do it.
It's a trap.
I'm wading into this conversation. Really, just use Ubuntu. I'm using Kubuntu. Like, Ubuntu is so, like, one of the topics I want to do some night is, what company is it? Perforce released their annual like state of technology report. I want us to go over that and talk about that on the podcast. But 50% of professional Linux installs are fucking Ubuntu. So look, we can talk about Canonical, we can talk about Snaps, we can talk about that shit. But like, dude, there is such a huge community and so much support for Canonical and Ubuntu. Like, it just works, dude. It just fucking works. Like, it's so easy.
I will say the verdicts out because. What my wife was actually asking me to help her with also was like to connect a scanner. And for the life of me, I could not get the scanner working with that damn computer.
Wow.
And I was disappointed and angry at myself. And then I just plugged it into my Mac and scanned it in 5 seconds. I'm like, I should have just done this in the first place.
Yeah. Hardware is the more difficult part of Linux. It probably has generic stuff for scanners. Like it does for printers. Just plug that shit and it just fucking works. But I don't know about scanners.
Yeah. But then like, the UI UX experience just dives off a cliff so quickly that it's just like,
yeah. I mean, that might still be an edge case that it wins out,
but it's going to be a sad time.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Cause like when you mentioned, Thunderbird team working on something, I'm like, I went through the Linux stage of the laptop and I downloaded Thunderbird and like using it for 5 seconds. I'm like, what am I doing? This is a dumb idea. I'm going to go back to my other laptop now. Bye.
Thunderbird's a lot better than it used to be. But yeah, again, like it's still amazing.
No, I used it like a month ago. It is still.
Oh, really?
What is this garbage?
Well, I mean, I still use web tools for that. But like Linux now versus just 10 years ago, dude, it's fucking incredible. Like
it's getting awesome and better for some things, right? Like the whole like Steam Deck stuff is just like a testament to how cool and streamlined it can be. Just now do that with hardware. Make it where I can plug in a printer and something. And use it.
Fuck yeah. All right. You want to do a trailer or two and get out of here?
Oh, yes, because I didn't watch a trailer just for you, Tom.
Coming soon to a cinema near you. In a land that...
No, in a land.
In a time...
Nah, I don't think so.
In a land before time.
Yep.
Is it the one that I have right here?
I don't see your screen, so sure. I'm going to assume it's the Predator one.
Is it?
What? Better be.
What? Hold on. I gotta. Don't autoplay, you fuck. Hold on. I got to size this and share my screen. I almost didn't share sound, and then I caught myself. I'm so happy.
Hey.
All Predator. Right. Ruli, tell dear listener what we're about to watch.
Predator, : Killer of Killers, Pipe, First Look, Pipe, Hulu.
So... I didn't even know this was a thing. I knew that Trachtenberg had been contracted to make more stuff, but I didn't know about this. So tell dear listener and I about this.
Oh, I have no clue about this either. I just perpetually online saw this as one of the silver linings in the, oh no, I'm doom scrolling all the time trying to see what's going on. And do I need to start hoarding electronics and beans? And I saw this and I'm like, a distraction that I can't distract myself from the misery and pain in the world, Tom. So thank you. I want to see it now.
All right. So dear listener, this is an anthology film. I don't know if it's a series anthology film, like little Predator shorts.
Tiny Predator shorts just prancing around summertime.
Yes, just like that. So I'm very excited about this. I think he's still making a movie outside of this, but Dude, I am so in. I did not watch this either. I am so ready. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's put this in HD, motherfucker. All right. Play.
So I was trying to figure out if they took the meme of Predators and Japan and all that fun stuff and actually just said, you know what? We're just going to take that tweet and run with it.
God, I hope so. Yeah, I did. And it's different. So, like, well, we've got like World War One or Two here, which is great. We've got Japan here, which is great. I like, this is perfect Predator material. Just like a couple of fights where the Predator's just doing something in an era. I don't need a full story. Fuck yeah, dude.
Ouch.
Also, it's rated R. Got it.
You are old enough now. It's time I tell you.
Okay.
About the
story.
So it looks like we have three different ones, because I'm seeing like Japan, Vikings, and World War II.
I mean, there also could be like a little montage thing. Oh,
Predator ship. That's a bitch.
We must kill it, or it will kill us all.
See, if they could just go all out and crazy and just make it like the Predator is the boogeyman of all cultures or something ridiculously silly.
I mean, I'm cool with that. Is that silly? I'm totally down with it. Oh, fuck, dude. Speared through a plane fuselage. God damn.
Don't get into a dogfight with a Predator.
I don't have a dog in that fight.
No, looks cool.
Yeah, it looks great. I'm totally down. No, we will not be playing The Daily Show. Thank you. I don't want to be depressed. I appreciate you, though. Okay, trailers. We got a couple others here. Ruli, we have to watch one for you, buddy.
We just did.
Ruli, tell dear listener what we're about to watch.
Oh, I saw that one.
Well, then I don't want to watch it.
I didn't see the trailer. I saw that you put it in the chat. M3gen. M3gen 2.0 official trailer.
Just wait until it's M3.3. I don't fucking know.
So, no, they're going to replace the E when the third one comes out.
Did you watch the first one? You did, right? And you liked it?
Yeah. It's silly and ridiculous.
Are these clips from the first movie? Or?
Yeah.
This is so creepy, dude. This is unfucking reasonably creepy. Tell me when it transitions to not the first movie.
Yeah. I think, right there. What was
this? You put me in this plastic Teletubby?
Prove you can be trusted. Maybe we'll give you an upgrade.
That is the stupid. I put a serial killer in a cute body. It's less scary.
No, she's not a serial killer. It's the whole, like, what is the prime directive? The prime directive is to protect you. Well, I guess that means killing everyone around you.
Nothing in our arsenal can stop her. Killing anyone who's contributed to her creation.
Okay, one, they have definitely gotten a discount Scarlett Johansson lookalike.
Stop Amelia. She's getting more powerful.
Oh my god, it's AI versus AI. Are you fucking shitting me?
And I'll help you stop her.
No, I want the little body to fight the evil woman. I don't want it in the old body. No.
I was upset.
She wants to help us. Everyone deserves a...
Oh, it gave her little cute eyes. That's how you know you can trust the evil AI when it gives you cute eyes.
Would you prefer I gave you a printout that you can read at your own pace?
Okay, Megan.
Wait, it's by James Wan.
Yeah.
God. Damn it, Raul, don't make me want to watch this. Please don't. Jesus Christ, it looks terrible.
I strangled you and set the lab on fire. I want you to know. That won't happen again.
Thank you so much. Wink, wink.
So James Wan was like, I really want to make a Portal movie.
All right, Meat Sacks. Let's get to work.
Oh my God. Don't make me want to watch this. Fuck you! Fuck!
Are you going to stand in my way?
It looks
this
ridiculous and silly.
Is so terrible. Oh my god.
I don't care if she did kill four people. She is a smoking hot warrior princess.
What the fuck?
I'll make you a deal. You can kill Gemma, but don't touch Katie.
Megan.
I think movies that can lean into their campness are the best type of movies, because they know exactly what they're getting into, and you don't have to be this whole like philosophy type thing. It's just it's computers fighting computers.
Can I am 100% serious right now. Can we do a streaming party when that comes out? Can we stream it? Do a streaming watch party?
I'll be down.
God fucking damn. All right, last trailer for the evening. Tell dear listener we're about to watch.
Oh, I did see this one. The Naked Gun Pipe official teaser trailer. Open paren, 2025 movie. Just in case you didn't know, was a short or something else. Dash. This one I saw. I think you talked about it and I was surprised. Liam Neeson, comma, Pamela Anderson.
Really, you left out the close paren after 2025 movie? Oh, God, pay attention. Jeez, hope someone gets fired for
compile,
that blunder.
Doesn't compile.
All right, cool. Yeah, I literally don't watch any movie trailers anymore, so we can watch them together. So I'm not hurt. Oh. This without me, I'm not hurt at all. I'm going to push play now. I mean, I think they picked the right guy with Liam Neeson. Will this be at all good? Who fucking knows, but...
SWAT units responding to hostage situation.
I think I've only seen the first Naked Gun movie. Were there three of them?
I think so, yes.
Stop!
Yeah, 33 and a third, I think.
Yeah.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass.
That's the sound of the police!
This, is, bad, actually. Bad.
Who are you?
Frank Drebin, police squad. The new version.
That's the sound of the police!
That wasn't...
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Drebin.
Funny.
Love you.
Hey, Dad. Boy, do I miss you.
Okay, that was funny. that didn't look great. That didn't look great.
Those movies aren't supposed to look great, Tom.
But it's just supposed to be like vocal humor and sight gags, not have like Liam Neeson in a mini skirt with his fucking balls. It's not Mike Myers.
I believe that is a sight gag, Tom. There are many different types of sights to behold.
So much.
Some of them just involve crotch shots.
No!
Okay, dear listener, thank you so very much for joining us. Please always remember that any and all views expressed in the podcast are representative solely of the person expressing them, not other friends, family, co-hosts, or co-workers, and certainly not other employers, prospects, or future. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for respecting our individuality. Ruli, thanks again, dude. I forgive you for watching one trailer without me. It's okay. My heart will go on. All right, dude. I might be out next week. So unless we can do like Wednesday or something, I might be out next week. So
I need a break.
Fine.
Life is not slowing down.
Stop doom scrolling. Give that a break.
I'm trying to. It's just so hard.
Dude, I'm really proud of myself, actually. I have not checked the front page of Reddit, and this is week three or four. This might be week four. So I still can't not see the news, but like I have avoided a huge percentage of it.
I am taking the opposite approach. I am starting to listen to Bloomberg News, and I'm learning all about how the economy works and the four tiers of fear and all these other things and how bonds work, because why else do I just know how everything is going horrible? So
don't do it, buddy. Sorry. I'm supposed to play music right now. I guess I can't edit in and out the Star Wars theme. Okay, cool. Well, then I guess maybe we'll take a week off and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Really, stay sane, okay? Love you, buddy. Don't do it. Don't do it, okay? All right. Remember, dear listener, compassion. And until next time, compassion is resistance. God damn it. Compassion is resistance. QQ.
How many homes is your resistance?
Not Tilde. What's the little squiggly? Is that Tilde? No. It's a Linux joke.
A squiggle could be a Tilde, yes.
Just Linux slash, or Tilde slash.
Send us home, Tom. Send us home.
I already did.
The hope is you'll be able to tell just what dope is.
That's it. I'm getting out of here.